Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about free lunch, or how free lunch might be ending for some California tech workers. The on-site catered or in-house chef prepared free lunch, and potentially even free breakfast, free dinner, endless snacks and drinks, that has long been a staple for high-tech companies all over the country, but is most typically centered on the Silicon Valley and San Francisco startup scenes. Free meals and snacks have become so commonplace and celebrated that many companies see the benefit and perk as simply a cost of doing business in order to attract and retain the best talent and probably keep them on site and working longer hours too, and less distracted throughout the day. Heck, most of us regular folks are probably too busy to do much more than have a sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper at our desks for lunch anyway. Who really has time anymore to head out to a restaurant for lunch? So making that grab and go, devour lunch in 12 minutes routine at the desk, making it much more satisfying by making the food both free and delicious, at least gives many tech workers a benefit that the rest of us can only admire from afar. But if some Mountain View, California, and San Francisco public officials get their way, the free lunch benefit may finally just succumb to that old maxim, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Details of what these city leaders have in mind come from a recent piece on Business Insider titled, San Francisco Bay Area Cities Are Cracking Down on Free Food at Facebook and Other Tech Companies. Quote, it's no secret that Facebook employees love their office meals. On Instagram, there are countless photos of free meals, from sushi to tacos to coffee waffles, served at Facebook HQ in Menlo Park, California. But come this fall, when the tech giant moves to a new Mountain View office complex called The Village, that perk will no longer exist. That's because the city is prohibiting companies from fully subsidizing meals inside The Village, a rule that could spread to other Bay Area cities in the future. Free food is a popular perk at tech companies throughout San Francisco and Silicon Valley. On Tuesday, San Francisco legislators proposed a similar ban, the San Francisco Examiner reported. If passed, it would adjust zoning laws to bar new construction of on-site workplace cafeterias. The ban wouldn't be retroactive, however, so on-site food at companies like Google and Twitter would still be available. A quick look at the details of the rules in Mountain View and the proposal in San Francisco do show that there are or could be at least some decent-sized loopholes that companies can walk through in order to keep providing employees free lunch. Companies already providing the perk are exempt from the new rules, and the fully subsidized language in the rule seems to open up the opportunity for companies to at least heavily subsidize or discount food they bring into the office for employees. But having said that, let's contemplate for a moment what might happen if these rules or bans actually do stick, and new companies or new developments from existing companies discover that the on-site free lunch truly gets eliminated for their workers. Would there be some kind of worker revolt? And we demand our avocado toast and cold brew march on City Hall? Would some workers actually leave or refuse to join a tech company that actually made their employees leave the office to buy their own food at lunchtime? Might a tech company or two simply relocate to another town? Or decide to build their new facility in a more free food friendly location? Why am I asking so many questions about free lunch? Probably because I've not worked anywhere that offered such an awesome perk, and I'm a little jealous. Because if I had, I'd probably still be working there. What do you think? Should governments be regulating the perks that companies can offer their workers? Sounds like a bit of an overreach to me. Now you'll have to excuse me, it's time for me to get up and go make my own lunch. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.